I had plans to start a business one time, and I had solid support from my parents and my friends and my mentors. But guess what? Fear pulled me down. Hey guys, it's Jason. Welcome back to another episode of Let It Off Your Chest. Yes, I had plans to start a business. I had plans to start a shoe business. Kicks. I wanted to sell kicks. And everything was going really well. I was so creative with the name of the business. I went to the Bible and I searched through the scriptures. I went online, checked for names that, you know, would stand the test of optics. And, you know, everything was going really well. My parents already knew that, you know, I've got this. And, you know, they were always saying, you're capable of doing this thing. You will go far. They blessed me and all of that. But then it was fear that got me really down. Fear got me down and I closed everything up. So, what was the problem? I was afraid. You know, the amount of people in the shoe business would, you know, keep me down, would obscure me. You know, the people, so many people were selling shoes. Jason, you want to start a shoe business? This guy is selling shoe already. How you go do him? Those kind of things pulled me down. And, you know, I fell short. And, you know, plans that would look as if the plans were so beautiful that you would think that I was the one that started the shoe business in general. So fear got me down. I closed everything up. I locked up. I went into hiding. People were asking me, Jason, how far? And I was like, man, nah, I can't do it. I cannot do it. And what else got me down? I started doubting myself. So the opposite of faith is doubt. And I started doubting myself. I started doubting my abilities to even run a business. So I closed up. And now I want to tell everyone that wants to start a business, don't give up. Even if it's a clothing line, I mean, everybody sells clothes these days, but don't give up. Think of yourself as the originator of the business. Think of yourself as the person who started the business. This is going to really push you. It's solid advice from someone who has almost failed as a business owner, because I'm starting another one soon by the grace of God. So don't give up. Keep pushing. Don't allow negative people near you. Don't allow negative people near your airspace. And write things down. In the other episode, I said that you cannot use paper to write down a business plan. You're not even serious. Use your phone, use your notepad, your laptop. Draw things out. Draw spares, draw shirts, draw cardigans on your book, or just write things down. Write your plans out. Show people that are very trusted. Show people that are very trusted your plans. You don't show everyone your plans. You know, there are some people that do not want you to really amount to anything. I'm not even exaggerating. But then, you know, a lot of people make that mistake of showing the wrong people their plans, and you know, they just see themselves going down. It's not witches from your father's house, it's not witches from your mother's house, it's the people around you. They are the ones using their mouth to talk you down. Stay on top of your game and pray about anything you really want to do. Bless you. It's Jason.